Right now, though, it is time for sports. It is time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
How fickle life can be. You heard the story about the Kentucky men's basketball player, right?
No.
He signed his agreement with Philadelphia to play in the league. And
he didn't get drafted. Did he get drafted yet?
He signed with an NBA agent. Pardon me. But a day after signing with his NBA agent, killed in a car crash. I mean, that's just like that's like devastating news.
That's life.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's more than one guy getting killed every day in a car crash.
Terrence Clark died in that accident. But anyways, just
who?
Terrence Clark from Kentucky.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
And I watch Kentucky. I don't know, even know who he is.
Yeah. Well, anyways, that's the way that goes. Also,
the intro.
What?
I didn't get my text.
No,
message?
I've got it. I've got it. I didn't know whether you wanted it for the intro. I figured you were going to tell me when to roll it.
Oh, let's go, baby. Roll it up.
All right. I've got it right here in front of me. Hang on a second. You want to play the whole thing?
Just to the good part.
Okay, here we go. This is the intro from Mike today, okay?
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for
all right, here you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I like
it, though. Got swept by the Cubs. The Cubs were 6-9, and the Mets got them healthy to 5-5. Not only did the Mets get them healthy, almost everything the Mets do is wrong. Their pitching is bad, the hitting stinks, and the manager, I think, is like... maybe he's up in space with NASA. I don't know where he is either. Unbelievable. And their $340 million man is hitting under 170. What else can go wrong for the Mets? Well, you know what that could be next, but I'm not even going to say it. I don't know who's worse, the Yankees or the Mets.
Right now it's a dead heat. We'll have to see how
maybe the Mets and the Yankees can do. Remember when Stan Bonson and Fritz Peterson changed wives? Remember that?
Gosh, yes. What a scandal that was.
Maybe the Mets can change managers. Maybe they can just flop them, and maybe something different happens for them.
Well, it's what makes up for the rough baseball? Remember how we were talking about whether the Knicks were going to die or take off? Remember that when you said that? We'll see if the Knicks can continue. Well, they've taken off. They've won 8 in a row. They're now in 4th place in their division.
Young blood.
Yeah, Mike for years, and I didn't always agree with him, was talking about getting rid of Carmelo Anthony and all these other people. Well, they finally did. They have one veteran on the squad. The rest are all really young players. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league, and they're now, get this, 6 games over 500, they are in 4th place. You know what? Finally, yesterday, over the past couple of days, Mike, some of the newspapers started writing stories and talking about the Knicks. It's long overdue. It really is a good turnaround for that team. And even though I hate Dolan, I think good for the young players.
Don't hate Dolan yet. Wait a minute. Doesn't he live like up in Westchester, up that way?
Doesn't matter.
You know, wait a minute. Maybe he listened to us one morning going in. Maybe he got the message.
You never can tell, but it really
yeah,
is.
They're playing good. I mean, we said for a long time this, that, and the other thing about the Knicks, but yeah, they're playing good, and the difference is the young blood.
Yeah.
These guys are hungry, and they want to win, and they want to play, and they want to learn, and they want to make their mark in the NBA instead of the old has-beens that never was walking around collecting their big paychecks and saying, oh, my little toe hurts, I can't play tonight. These kids are playing, and they're hungry, and... it's showing.
And
it's showing big time for them. I don't think they can win a championship, but hey, who the hell knows? And stranger things have happened, and if they keep playing, they keep winning.
It's not a question of them winning a championship. It's a question of what you said over the past couple of years. bring in some good young players, let them play, get a coach in that can actually relate to them and coach them. And that's what's happened here. Are they going to win the NBA championship? Who knows? No, probably not.
Who knows? But you know what? The NBA is so complacent, you never know. Maybe these young bunch of kids can just run somebody off the court. You don't know. I mean, they're young and they play defense. Defense, what's that in the NBA? Defense. Why are you standing in front of me? Why can't I shoot an open shot? Maybe they'll win. You never know. I hope they do. That would be fantastic. Imagine all the hoopla and all the drum banging for years and years and years of how good the Knicks are going to be now, and this team with zero expectation gets a job done. That would say something.
Yep. So Madison Square Garden finally has something going on that's worthwhile to go to.
Not enough people are in it.
I know. All right. So that.
Wait. Back to baseball. Yeah. Let's not go away yet.
No, I'm heading back there right now. Go on.
The Yankees are 7-11. Yeah. There's only two teams with only 6 wins, and the Yankees are one step above them with 7. They beat Cleveland last night, but I watch baseball at night because there's nothing else to do right now except when there's good hockey like last night. Not only are these teams playing bad, but fundamentally terrible. The Mets are making errors like you change socks. The Yankees, the big situations hitting. The Mets, bad, the big situations, leaving guys on base. Something's got to change here, and the players aren't going to change. No. And I think both managers should be fired. They need to change things up because they're not going to change their teams. They need somebody in there that can get more out of these teams, and obviously the two guys running both of these teams can't.
It'll be interesting to see what they do, but Herb Steinbrenner was there.
Boone would be on the rail.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So
he would definitely be on the rail. And speaking of rails, like I said last night, there was a real good hockey game. The Islanders played the Caps for first place last night, and it didn't disappoint. But with today's world and today's people, they probably say it was the worst game they ever seen in their life. It was a 0-0 game that went right to the shootout. That's how good it was. And even in the shootout, the goalies made some outstanding saves. Unfortunately, the Islanders came up on the short end of the stick, but it was one of the best games I've seen all year. And don't look now, but there's a 4-way dogfight for the division in the East now, with Boston with 60 points, the Islanders with 63, Pittsburgh surging with 63, and Washington in first with 64. So those four teams are going to battle out to see who wins the division this year. And those four teams are playing real good hockey right now. There's no other way around it. Even the Islanders with their loss last night, nothing to be ashamed of. They played a great game.
All right. Any racing coming up this weekend?
There is, but I didn't get my stuff until this morning when I woke up. So there was no races that I can do, but I can give you something for today.
Sure.
All right. So today at Keeneland, which is closing day, and I'll be shedding tears because Keeneland's been very, very good to me today, this week, this meet. The ninth race today is the Grade 3 Bewitch. It's 1.5 miles on a turf. Expect a full field of 9 or, what do we got here, 12 to go postward today. Closers have been doing real good on a turf course, and I'm looking at two of them today. One is trained by Chad Brown, California Queen. It's California with a K. Hasn't been seen since the end of February off of a big, long layoff from France and last run in October. So horse definitely needed that. Has some tightening works at Keeneland. Expect this horse to show a pretty decent run today down there. Another one which might show some late foot at a big price is going to be the 5 Past the Plate, coming from the Fairgrounds. And the Fairgrounds horses have been running pretty well at Keeneland this meet. So give that horse a puncher's chance. But my top pick in here is going to be the 8, Warlike Goddess, trained by Billy Mott. This horse is lightly raced with 4 wins and 4 races, and 2 of his 3 wins have been at the marathon distance of 1.375. And most importantly, this horse has run very well without Lasix, which is the standard for today. So the 8, Warlike Goddess, will be my top pick, with the 5 Past the Plate and the 6 California Queen underneath to try to make an exacta out of it. Like I said, I didn't get my info last night at all, so I had nothing to look at. But next week, we'll have plenty of racing to do with the, believe it or not, the Kentucky Oaks is next Friday, and the Kentucky Derby is next Saturday. So it's here.
All right. Finally.
I've been watching some works. My big horse got injured and is out, but I already have another opinion. But stay tuned until next week to find out who that is.
All right, Mike, have a good weekend. We'll speak to you on Monday.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care. Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.